Well, hey, everybody. Dennis Tooley here with the MS Warriors Way podcast and Multiple Sclerosis TV. And, man, it's a crazy time to be living and alive in the world we are in. But if we find ourselves looking forward and we have a positive approach, we're going to get through this, people. Today, I'm excited to have our guest today on the MS Warriors Way podcast. You've heard me talk about the importance of those of us with MS, or for that matter, any chronic ailment. It's important for us to stay active. It's important for us to be moving and doing things so we don't get stagnant in that. And sometimes, if you're like me, you hear that and say, well, that makes sense, but I don't know what to do. I don't know how to stay active because I'm still kind of learning how to keep my legs underneath me, or I'm still trying to find my balance. And so I said, you know what? It's time for us to have somebody who gets this. First of all, they get the fact that we have MS, and they also get the importance of being active with MS in mind. And so our guest today here on the MS Warriors Way podcast is David Lyons. If you've been on Facebook at all with any of the MS groups on Facebook, you've probably seen David posting things about MS fitness. He has the website, the msfitnesschallenge.org. We'll get to all of that in a little bit. But I'm excited to have David on as our guest today because he's got some exciting things that he can challenge us with and give us some insights on things that are going to be beneficial and helpful for us. And so I guess without anything, I know one thing I probably should say is, while you're watching, if you find this conversation with David helpful, by all means, give us a thumbs up, whether it's on Facebook or if it's on YouTube. Give us the like, give us the thumbs up. If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe and share the video with others, and leave us a comment. If you've got a comment or a question that you might have while we're talking with David, by all means, leave the comment for us, and we will see if we can get David to answer some of those questions for us while we're talking today. So, without any further ado, or for me to do, I'm going to bring on my new friend, David Lyons.
Hey, Dennis.
David, welcome to the MS Warriors Way podcast.
Well, thank you for having me on. It's an amazing show, and I'm honored to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you on because, you know, we've chatted a few times online, just basic chats, but I've been kind of watching as you have progressively grown your outreach to helping those of us with MS understand what it means for us to have healthy movement and to be engaged in, well, not in just movement, but in the aspect of helping raise money for helping others with MS. And so It's an honor to have you on board with us today.
No, it's actually, like I said, it's my honor to be here. You know, I've been doing this for a long time, over 40 years in fitness, almost 15 now with MS.
So you've been at this for a day or two then.
Yeah, just a couple.
let's talk a little bit about that early on when you were seeking a diagnosis, when you realized there was something wrong, but you didn't know for sure what was going on. What kind of led you to the diagnosis and understanding that you were joining this phenomenal club we call the MS Warriors Club? You know, so what brought you to the scene?
Well, you know, it's really a weird way that I was diagnosed because I'm an athlete. I was a bodybuilder. Before I was a bodybuilder, I was a boxer and a martial artist, and I got led into bodybuilding later. But I was working out in the gym, and I started feeling this numbness and pain in my left arm. you know, kind of thought, well, is it possible I could be having a heart attack? And then I really dismissed that. Then thought it was a pinched nerve. You know, typically when you work out a little too hard, sometimes those things happen. So I ignored it, and I ignored it literally for 2 months as it progressively got worse to the point where I was literally paralyzed from the chest down, could barely walk, couldn't do anything. They had to rush me into the hospital. I was there for 4 days before they actually gave me the right diagnosis. They originally thought I had a brain tumor, possibly brain cancer. And then they brought in a neurologist who did, of course, the spinal taps and those things that he needed to do, and said to me, "You've got multiple sclerosis." And I said, "What? What's multiple sclerosis?" Right. I don't even know what it was, Dennis. I mean, you know, here I am, this healthy guy, you know, 47 years old at the time. And I'm like, what type of disease is this? He explained it to me, explained how many lesions at that time I had, and that quickly I was going to be in a wheelchair in about 6 months. And that's how I got diagnosed.
Yeah. And it's that wonderful, we're not trying to scare you, but man, they say stuff that really scares the daylights out of you. So
what really scared me, Dennis, is what I read online when I got home from the hospital, because I was relatively positive about this and, you know, said to the doctor, "I'm not going into a wheelchair." But, you know, going on the groups at that time, you're talking about, you know, 14 and a half years ago, all the groups were really kind of negative and there was no fitness involved. And, you know, I was listening to people telling me their lives are over and all the medications they're on and on and on and on. And, you know, it started to affect me mentally where I said, wow, you know, maybe this doctor's right. Maybe this is a death sentence. And dealt with that for about a year, almost a year and a half of like whittling my body down from 200 pounds of muscle to 160 pounds of nothing, because I was afraid to leave the house.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you, that's kind of why I started the MS Warriors Way, and I've really been doing as much as I can, because there were so many of those groups that I was trying to get connected with. Somewhat, I wanted to be helpful, because, you know, I realized that I've been at the game a little bit longer than a lot of folks that are on some of the groups on Facebook and whatnot. But yeah, there was so much negativity, and I'm kind of like, hey, in the world of MS, if you focus on the negative, it's going to take you down. Right. But if you focus on the positive, it's going to lift you up. And so that's why I've enjoyed kind of watching and seeing your approach to saying, okay, yeah, we have a disease that could knock us off our feet a little bit. It'll slow us down. But you have options and you can do something about it. And that positive approach of you can do something, it struck a chord with me, which is why I wanted to get you here on the podcast.
Well, you know, my life really took that turn after almost, like I said, a year and a half of listening to the negativity, buying into it. You know, I looked in the mirror and I looked at the guy there and I said, "Who is that? I mean, this is not who I am. I'm a fighter. I'm an athlete." And I said, "The way I'm going to fight this and beat this is I'm going to go back into the gym and I'm going to get stronger and I'm going to battle this disease through fitness and exercise and nutrition and the things that I knew for, at that time, 25 years. So I brought myself back into the gym and I started bodybuilding again. And in a few months' time, I started getting stronger. My muscles were coming back. And I had this brilliant idea that I was going to compete in a bodybuilding competition. And I was heading towards my, you know, being 50 years old. So the doctor said, you're crazy. You're going to end up going backwards and don't do it." I didn't listen. And I ended up going and standing on stage at 50 years old against 150 healthy athletes and winning the most inspirational bodybuilder that night in the Florida State Bodybuilding Championship. You know, from that point, my wife, Kendra, who's an RN and she's, you know, got this heart to help people, she said, "This is really great, Dave. I mean, you're really proving what you can do. But what are you really helping? You know, how are you helping the MS community? What are you really doing for that community other than being an inspiration. And she said, you know, people can't bodybuild. Most people are not at your level. So you're not really helping anybody. Let's help. And that's when, you know, we created the MS Fitness Challenge as a charity where I would use the knowledge that I had and throw the bodybuilding out the window, because I really just wanted to explain to people with MS how important fitness is, how important exercise is, how important having the right mindset and the right nutrition in your body is for MS. And I just really dove into using myself as a guinea pig on being able to show people how to do this. And believe me, I tore muscles. I did crazy things that I shouldn't have done, but I learned where that limit is for all of us. And I learned how to adapt to every level of MS possible, utilizing the experience that I had, the knowledge I had in fitness.
So as you were kind of learning your own limits, were you keeping track of that for the benefit of others, or was it kind of that learning process you had to go through for yourself? And then you rewound and went back to say, okay, now what can I do? At what point did you start to realize your experience was going to be real beneficial to others?
I really realized it about a year after this bodybuilding competition, because we did kind of a mini documentary on what I was doing, and it was pretty interesting. And I looked at that and I went back and I watched the things I did, and I got, oh my gosh, that's the stupidest thing anybody should be doing. No. I've got to kind of really think about this. And then I started looking at it and saying, how do I use all of the principles that I understand about training for MS? Now, you know, Dennis, there's a lot of programs out there for fitness with MS. There's a lot of guys out there, you know, claiming to know what they're doing. Unfortunately, they're giving cookie cutter programs and generalizations on functional movements for people with MS. And although it's great to move, and any exercise is good for MS, to get ahead of this disease, you have to specifically work to connect those muscles to the brain so that it then bypasses all that damage that's being done. And it's a real exact science, and each person is individual. So you have to work with people individually to understand where they're at and how to help them using these specific training principles. It cannot be some blanket program that's just thrown out there for everybody with MS. It doesn't work that way. And that's why people come to me after 2 years going to PT and trainers and saying, I'm not getting any better. I feel better because I'm moving, but my MS is still bad, and I'm still not able to walk up the stairs, and I'm still not able to get my hand over my head. How can you help me? So I started working one-on-one with people, and which I really didn't want to do that much of because I'm so busy running the charity. But I just got fed up, and I said, I've just got to take this myself and start working with people individually. You know, and it's funny, I've worked with people that have come to me hunched over. In fact, here's a quick story. There was a 75-year-old woman in Idaho that I worked with who came to me hunched over using a walker. And she was very miserable. She was very depressed about MS. And so it was kind of hard to work with her at the beginning because it was hard to get through to her. And she kept telling me how everybody tried to help her and nobody's doing it. And I said, listen, just do what I'm saying. And you don't even have to talk to me. You don't have to be happy about it. But let's do what I'm doing. Within 2 months, she became my best friend. Within 4 months, she was cutting down branches with an electric cutter over her head like this.
Wow.
She was shoveling snow. And when the spring came, she was planting in her garden. She was no longer hunched over. She was no longer using a walker. And she was able to run up 2 flights of stairs. So I think I know a little bit about how to get that body to respond. And I want everybody that I work with to be able to get there.
So when it comes to living well with this monster that we have, what are some of the key elements or the key activities that kind of are consistent across the board. I know there's not a cookie cutter approach to everything in that, but are there some specific activities that we all should at least attempt to be doing in our movement so that we are seeing at least basic results with some basic activities? Is there anything like that or key activities like that?
Well, let me backtrack a little about some of the things you need to do. So beyond exercise, the first thing you have to do, and I have a book about this called Everyday Health and Fitness with Multiple Sclerosis, but there's three aspects to this. One is the mind. Okay. If you're not mentally fit, you're never going to get physically fit. So you have to get your mind in the place where you're going to decide, I want to do this. I'm going to beat this disease. I'm going to do what I have to do.
Right.
Then you have to nutritionally put in the right foods. You have to put in the right ingredients inside your body. If you're feeding your body garbage, that's what your body's going to feel like. If you're feeding your body inflammatory foods with MS, you're going to be inflamed. Your MS is going to be worse. But if you do the opposite and you eat a clean diet and you eat anti-inflammatory foods and supplements for MS, it's going to make life a lot easier for you and you're going to feel better. Then you go into the exercise part of it. Now, yes, there are some key things you need to do. But I can't, again, you know, I would love to give a blanket statement and say, look, everybody, go do this exercise or go do that. But it's not that simple because you cannot spot train MS. And that's what a lot of people do. Their leg is not working right. Their arm is not working right, whatever. And they go and they focus. So they're focusing on drop foot. But they're forgetting that this body, all of it, every muscle has to work in sync with each other. And if you just work a weak body part like your legs, but you're not doing your arms and your chest and your back, how are you going to have the strength to get yourself up out of a seat? How are you going to not tilt over and start bending over? Everything has to work together. But what I do is with people that I work with is I use training principles. One of them is called the contraction training principle. And I have your muscles contract, okay? And they contract in enough time to connect that brain to that muscle and that muscle to the brain. And there's a specific time that you have to contract each one of those muscles for it to work. So contraction training, which is what I created, is a key to being able to beat MS somewhat. But again, I wish it was simple, Dennis. I wish I could just say, well, do squats or do this foot drop exercise, but it doesn't work that way. MS is not a simple disease. It's a snowflake disease, as you know. And the way that I work with you is going to be different than the way I work with the other 16 people that I'm training now every single week, you know. So, yes, movement is important. And if you don't know the training principles that I do, then at least move, at least get yourself moving, get those arms going, get those legs going. Even if you can only move an inch, move.
Right. Well, and that kind of brings me then to one of the challenges that you have out there right now, where you're not only are you challenging people to move, but you're challenging them to raise a little bit of awareness and some money for the cause. And that's your MS challenge, your fitness challenge with the 100,000 push-ups. Tell me a little bit about the challenge and, you know, how do people, particularly an old fat guy like me, how can I get involved in doing something that I haven't done in centuries? Actually, you know, getting out there and actually doing some push-ups. You know, tell us a little bit about the challenge and how do we get involved?
So let me explain what the challenge is. So it's 100,000 push-ups worldwide. So it's not one guy, Dennis. You don't have to do 100,000 push-ups.
Whoa, that's good.
we'll be happy if you can do 10. But so what we're doing is you either can do them yourself, you could have somebody sponsor, do them for you. But for every push-up, there's a dollar donation by somebody. So whether you're donating a dollar for the push-ups people are doing for you, or somebody's donating a dollar for the push-ups they're doing for you, or they're donating for you to do them, it's a dollar per push-up. And we've got people like the Incredible Hulk, Lou Ferrigno, involved in this. Damon John from the hit show Shark Tank is involved. We have former Mr. America's, Mr. Universe's, big celebrity fitness trainers are all involved in helping us raise these funds. So why are we raising the funds? The funds are going to the MS Fitness Challenge, which is my charity. But what we do with those funds is we utilize them specifically to develop more training programs and more fitness programs that are no cost to people. So with this money, we're developing a new exercise program. We're developing a nutrition program. We're developing a new mindset program. And these things are going to be launched on our website. And all you have to do is click them. You don't pay for it. And that's why we're doing the fundraising. So the money could come in so I could pay my team to be able to develop these programs. But it's very simple to get involved. You just have to go to our charity webpage, msfitnesschallenge.org. And there's a big banner in there, and you click on it. You can either donate directly to it, or you could become a fundraiser and start your own campaign for those 100,000 push-ups. We've actually had some people with MS that are in really great physical shape do more than 2,000 push-ups already themselves since we started.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I want to say this because in a former life, I worked in the nonprofit sector. And anytime you have an organization that is doing what you're doing, there are expenses for that organization to accomplish everything. And for you to be able to provide these resources for free, there has to be a time where you're raising money to cover those costs. And so to have a challenge like this it's a great connection to the MSFitnessChallenge.org, you know, the total understanding of what you're trying to accomplish by getting people moving and active and doing something. And I saw one of the videos, and I wish I would have brought it in so I could show it here. You had a video on YouTube, or maybe it was just Facebook. I don't remember because I've slept twice since then. But you have a video where you were showing yourself kind of doing push-ups on a fence, where you were showing that you can do a push-up in an incline, and it gives you the same physical benefits as if you were laying flat on the floor the way they made us do it in gym class, you know?
Absolutely. Push-ups can be done in many, many different ways. And that video actually was done by the Incredible Hulk, Lou Ferrigno. He actually was pushing off of the side of a wall. So you can do them standard push-ups on the floor. You can do them with your knees bent, supporting your body. You can do them off a wall. You can do them off of a counter. Anything where you're pushing off of is going to engage your chest and your arm muscles, so it's beneficial. And we don't care how you do those push-ups. Just get them done.
Well, and I will tell you, this interview, this time with us chatting here, has come at a very opportune time for me. I know I could blame it completely on COVID, because you know that everybody in the entire world got put in time out and wait, you know, go to your room, and I haven't been as active as I probably should be, and I realized just recently that over the And I'd like to say it was just the last 4 months, but it's probably been more like the last 6 months to a year that I haven't been as active as I probably should be. I've been working on my daytime job, if you want to call it that. I'm a comedian, and I've been busy helping a buddy of mine open a clean, family-friendly comedy club in Greenwood, Indiana, where we live around the south side of Indianapolis. And I've gotten a little bit sedentary and I put on some weight, and I'm like, wow, I didn't realize how fat I had gotten until I made the mistake of stepping on one of those evil things that people have, the scales. That's really the scales. It's completely of the devil. But I realized that, and so I was like, hey, this is probably a good time for me to jump on and talk with you about this challenge, because I am today, sometime before I go to bed tonight, I'm going to sign up for the 100,000 push-up challenge, and I'm going to start promoting it, doing it once a week. I will talk about the challenge and where I am in the process, in the numbers of push-ups I'm doing. I may even do a few push-ups here on, you know, on the podcast when I'm so. I mean, I'm not doing it today because I don't want to embarrass myself.
As long as I've known you, I've been at you. I've sent you messages. Hey, you need to get into shape. You need to start working out. You know, it's easy to talk about it, but it's harder to do it. And, you know, something else that's going on while I'm doing this challenge is that I am donating my own training money. So when people use me to train them one-on-one right now, I'm not having them pay me. I'm having them donate it into the challenge that we're doing. And it becomes a tax write-off for them as well. It's a donation. And this way, we're funneling good money into that challenge through my efforts of training people every single day. And I'm training a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's a fantastic effort that you're doing, but you're doing something in a way that you're inviting people to do something that is going to benefit others. And I talk about that all the time on this podcast of how important it is for us to get the focus off of us and the woe is me mentality, and what can I do to help somebody else? And so as I was preparing for today's interview, you know, you had sent me the link saying, hey, check out the challenge. And I'm like, okay, Dave's trying to get me back into shape. I probably need to pay attention. And I do know this, if I don't publicly commit to doing something, I find excuses,
right?
Either I'm going to make a way to get healthy, or I'm going to make excuses. And so, because of this, I wanted to publicly during our conversation here on the podcast. It's going to be there on Facebook. It's going to be on the YouTube channel, on the Multiple Sclerosis TV YouTube channel. I can't back out now, so I've got to do this. So I know it's going to be beneficial for me, and hopefully we can raise a buck or two to help out the cause and help resources be made available for those who will need them as we move forward.
Well, that's fantastic. I really appreciate that. You know, you'll see a video when you get to the page on the 100,000 push-up to get involved. There's a video that I shot, and it's me and my wife talking about why we're doing this. And then at the end, you actually see one of our members of our MS Fitness Challenge Gym Facebook group talk about how we've changed a life. But as I'm talking, I actually, you know, I got a little emotional for a minute because I started talking about my passion to do this. You know, Dennis, I didn't do this to get rich quick or to try to make money for myself. Believe me, this is a rough road. As you know, a nonprofit is not, you know, something that anybody just wants to jump into unless you're really willing to dedicate your life to making no money and working 20 hours a day. But, you know, the passion that I have is to help people with MS conquer this disease through fitness. There's so much misinformation, and I've watched over these last years, you know, just a bunch of people making money off of people with MS, sending them programs that are worthless for them, that really you're not going to get them where they want to go. So I really put my foot down and I said, I have to do something. I've got to do what I need to do. I've got to show that passion that I have out there, because if I don't do it, who's going to do it? There's nobody, Dennis, and I'm not doing this to pat myself on the back, because believe me, I don't think I'm that brilliant. I think that I've learned, but I'm not the smartest guy out there. But I will say this, I'm the only person with MS that has over 40 years fitness experience. I'm the only MS fitness expert that is inducted into the National Fitness Hall of Fame, that writes courses for people that are trainers who want to learn how to work with people with MS, and have gotten the accolades from people like Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, and things like that, working with people like Lou Ferrigno. I'm the only fitness expert with MS in the world doing what I'm doing the way that I'm doing it. And because of that, I want to implement and impart that knowledge to people out there so that they can get better and they can beat this disease, because you can beat it. No, we cannot cure it. So don't misinterpret what I'm saying. We're not curing anything. But what we're doing is we're getting ahead of this disease. And I want to help every person that I can get ahead of it.
I know when I go out speaking, there's two things that I say at every time I'm speaking to any group about MS. First of all, multiple sclerosis, it's two words. It's not a sentence.
True.
And that, and the other thing I say is, MS to me is a speed bump on the road of life. It may slow me down, but it's not going to stop me. And with the right incentives and with the right encouragement, we can overcome and we can defeat MS. Again, not cure, but we can become bigger and better than the disease, and we can get on the positive side of it, and we can make a difference by just encouraging each other, challenging each other. And so, Dave, I thank you for challenging me and for challenging our listeners and our viewers that together we can do things that will make us better. And as we make ourselves better, we can make each other around us better. We become better as a people. And so I appreciate your challenges and your information and everything you're doing to help us realize that MS is, again, two words, not a sentence.
Well, that's true. And, you know, I want people to know that you know, yes, I have helped people get out of wheelchairs and enable them to walk. But if that never happens and you're still in a wheelchair, does not mean that you cannot have a productive life. Does not mean you're not unhealthy. You can still be healthy. You could still eat right. You can still exercise even in a wheelchair with MS. So like we just said, you know, there's no cure. Unfortunately, who knows if there ever is going to be a cure. I mean, you know, we want there to be, you know, just like we want there to be a cure for cancer, but who knows? But
right.
I don't rely on that. I'm not waiting for that cure. I'm getting ahead of this disease myself, and I'm helping other people do that. And that's what we have to do. Like you said, we have to be positive. We have to work together. We have to find those solutions that are going to make every day of our life with this two letters way better than it is.
And right. Yeah. Well, and I will tell you, for me, I've got a little incentive that I need to lose weight and get back in shape, in better shape. I know round is a shape, but that's not really the shape I'm going for. But you know, I think you and I have chatted about the fact that I'm real involved with the MS Cruisers group, you know, because of COVID, the MS Cruise got canceled for 2020, because we were actually scheduled to go out of Boston and go up through the New England ports in Canada. Well, Canada's pretty much shut down all the cruising up there for the foreseeable future anyway. And so, the cruise that we had planned, we had to reschedule. And so now, we don't actually get to go down or go out with, MS Cruisers until, May 3rd through the 9th of 2021. So I have some time to get back into a little bit better shape. And I need to lose this weight because, you go on a cruise, it's a fun time. Absolutely great time. I tell people it's by far the best vacation you'll ever take because you check into, the equivalent of an all-inclusive resort. And then while you sleep, the resort takes you to real cool places, I gotta buckle down and eat healthier and get into better shape because you get on that cruise, there's a lot of walking And I know if I'm not prepared to do all that walking, my wife's pretty much told me she's not pushing me in the wheelchair. So I at least have to be able to roll myself around if I'm in the wheelchair. So that's one thing. And then I know pretty much every time I go on a cruise, I gain about 10 to 15 pounds just because there's so much food on board.
That's why you have to be in shape before you get there.
I got to get in shape beforehand. And but, you know, I'm working to figure out a way for us to get you and your wife to come on a cruise just so, you know, you can share a little bit of great information on being active and being healthy on the cruise. But for no other reason, it'd be kind of fun just to hang out with you for, 6 to 7 days, you know. So
I love it.
But I do know last year on the MS cruise, my friend Luce, who is a Zumba instructor, she's trained in Zumba Gold. So right. she does all the low impact Zumba stuff for those of us, you know, if we need to be in a chair, we can do it. And that, and it was just a blast that we were able to do Zumba. And I did most of it in the chair, just because my legs are into balance and that it's easier for me to explain why I'm doing Zumba in a chair than it is to explain why I'm trying to do Zumba face down in the middle of the floor, you know. But yeah, we try to, you know, that's one of the themes. Actually, this year's theme was going to be for 2020, and it's going to be now for 2021. Is to live active.
Oh, that's great.
And so that's kind of the theme that we've kind of talked about. And so, you know, I've got to get ready because it's hard for me to be a good leader with MS Cruisers if I'm the one, you know, saying, well, you guys need to get healthy. I'm going to have another cheeseburger while you're doing it, you know. So. But yeah, we'll have to work that out and get the details all worked out so we can get you and your bride to come on the cruise at least one of these years, if not in 2021, we'll get you on sometime soon. But
I'm always ready.
So, but then, you know, then I have to behave and I can't overeat and overindulge, you know,
because
I'll be on the cruise looking over my shoulder. Is Dave watching me?
Yeah, I'll be watching you.
Dave's not watching. Okay, I'm going to have some more creme brulee. All right, let's eat. You know. So.
Anyway,
So Dave, let me ask you this before we wrap up today. What words of encouragement do you have for the person who's just recently been diagnosed with MS, and they're looking for a way to? They want to find a way to live better, live healthier. They're looking for some word of encouragement that they can get through it. What words of encouragement or challenge do you have for that person who's recently diagnosed, who is just kind of finding their way around all of the confusion and the maze that is laid out before them with that diagnosis of MS?
Well, I actually work with a good amount of people that are newly diagnosed. And, you know, the first thing I tell them is stay off of any type of groups that are negative. You know, you don't want to hear negativity put into your head, because if you start listening to it, you start feeling it and you start assimilating it into yourself. So get rid of all that stuff. Second is I tell them there's three keys to fitness. There's three keys to beating this disease. The first is the mindset, and it's what you think. And you have to get up every day, whether you're having symptoms, whether you have no symptoms yet, whatever that level that you're at when you're newly diagnosed. I mean, for me, when I was newly diagnosed, I was debilitated. There's a lot of people newly diagnosed that don't even have symptoms. But whatever that level is from day one, you have to say, this is not going to define me. I am going to be ahead of this disease. Let MS chase me. I'm not going to be chasing MS to try to beat it. I'm going to let MS chase me to try to beat me, and it'll never catch me because my mind is there. I'm positive from day one. Then I tell them to make sure that they think about everything they put in their mouth, because everything that you eat becomes your fuel. And whether you're going to fuel yourself with something good or whether you're going to fuel yourself with something bad, that's the direction MS is going to take you. Third is, you've got to exercise, but you've got to exercise properly. Just getting up and doing squats or doing barbell curls, that's not the way that you beat MS through exercise. You have to find that program that works with MS, that challenges that MS, and that connects that brain to that muscle and that muscle to that brain. And if you could do all of those things, which are not just simple things, they're things you really have to put effort into. But if you can do those, you will live a productive life no matter how many years you have to live with MS. Look, I'm going to be 62 this year. And when I go to the gym, the 30-year-old guys, even the guys in their 20s, cannot keep up with me. They can't train with me because I train so hard. I train the same way I did before I had MS now, but that didn't happen in one day. It took me time to be able to do it. It took me time to get my mind right, to get my food right, to get my exercise right. But you can beat this disease. It does not have to control your life.
Well, I appreciate you giving us that challenge. And people who hang out around me, they hear me say it all the time, that you've got to keep your mind positive if you're expecting to get positive results. You're right. Never going to get positive results with a negative mindset.
Correct.
And so I appreciate you taking time to come and hang out with us, to tell us a little bit about the 100,000 push-up challenge, and you know, sharing with us your msfitnesschallenge.org, because there's if people go to that website, they can learn more about all the different programs that you are developing and that you already have developed, and they can get connected there. If you haven't seen Dave on Facebook or you haven't connected with him, by all means, find him with his MS Fitness Challenge on Facebook as well, because he's going to challenge you and he's going to give you great information. But he's going to push you to become a better person all the way around. In spite of the fact that MS is trying to take you out, he's going to help you find a way to get above it. And so, Dave, I want to thank you for coming and helping us understand what living well with MS means, and giving us those three keys to becoming a better person and living well with MS. And so I thank you for that, and I thank you for your time today. And probably, I'm probably going to be touching base with you again real soon to have you come back on, because I'd like to maybe take and dissect a little bit more and dig a little bit deeper into the mindset aspect of this. Just the benefit for those of us with MS, if we get into that mindset, just that piece alone. But then when we add the components of eating healthy, and so I'd like to maybe have you come back another time, and we'll dig into what it means to look for the things that feed the inflammation that we don't want to feed, and what can we feed our bodies in place of those things. So we'll get you back on here again sometime soon here on the MS Warriors Way podcast and Multiple Sclerosis TV. But thank you so much for joining us and spending just a little bit of time with us here this afternoon.
Well, it was my pleasure being on. And for anybody that's listening, they can actually go to our Facebook group, which is MS Fitness Challenge Gym. It's a closed group, but they could join that group. And there's a constant flow of encouragement, of motivation, of exercise, nutrition, and mindset information by not just me, but my team. And they'll see people like Lou Ferrigno on there coming on once in a while and showing his face. But again, thank you so much for having me on, Dennis. It was my pleasure, and I'd love to come on anytime you want me.
All right. Well, I will definitely be in touch to get that arranged. And you have yourself a fantastic weekend. And I will let you know, if you roll through Indiana anytime, be my guest at Gutty's Comedy Club, share some laughs, and we'll at least have a cup of coffee, and you can tell me how I'm eating stuff wrong and how I'm a pathetic waste of human flesh.
I will stop by.
All right. Thanks a bunch, Dave. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Well, that pretty much wraps up today's episode of the MS Warriors Way podcast and what we're got going on here with Multiple Sclerosis TV. I hope that you found something today that was beneficial and challenging for you all in some form or another, because if it's been helpful and beneficial, then I hope that you'll do me a favor and you'll hit the subscribe button. And then over next to the subscribe button, there's that bell. And if you hit the bell, you're going to be notified of any of the episodes. We put something new out there. You're going to be notified of all of that as well. And by all means, leave us any questions or comments that you might have. And we will do everything we can to bring back the answers that will be beneficial and helpful for you. In the meantime, don't forget to go over to the MSFitnessChallenge.org website and sign up for the 100,000 push-up challenge. Join the challenge today and raise some money for the cause. And by all means, get healthy yourself in the process. So I guess without anything else for me to say before I wrap up, I want to challenge you. Live today in a way that makes yesterday jealous that it didn't get to have what you're doing today. And live your way today that's going to make tomorrow giddy with excitement because it knows it's coming because you're bringing it to it. So until then, thanks so much and have a great day.